Talking about my small business, I feel seen. I feel seen.
Hello and welcome to BizWiz, turning ideas into reality, the podcast where we will add a little bit of magic into your business journey, whether you're dreaming of your first startup or looking to take your business to the next level. BizWiz is here to entertain, inspire and guide you. I am your host, Axa Essan, and together we'll explore the world of businesses like never before. From actionable strategies and expert insights to stories of success and lessons learned from failure. Each episode is designed to fuel your ambition, sharpen your skills, and empower you to make your business dreams a reality. So whether you're just starting out or scaling new heights, getting ready to unlock your potential and discover the stories behind successful businesses, welcome to BizWiz and let's embark on this exciting journey together. Hello and welcome back to the BizWiz podcast. I am your host, Axa Essan. In today's episode, we will be diving into the topic of failed businesses. Joining us today is Jennifer Uwizi, who will share her experiences and insights on the challenges and lessons learnt from business failure. Thank you for tuning in and let's get started. Can you tell me a bit about yourself, Jennifer?
All right. So I'm Jennifer and I'm a small business owner. I've actually dealt into loads of businesses and I can actually say now that I'm a small business owner because I have one working and I've had like two businesses that have failed. And currently the business that I do has to do with more of fashion, right? So I have my own clothing brand that I work with right now. We make things like jumpers, we make things like tracksuits, we make things like dresses, we make absolutely any kind of dresses or any kind of outfit for both male and female. That's what I currently do. Yeah, and I live in Sheffield. Yeah. Am I missing something?
No, it's okay. So can you tell me a bit about your background and what inspired you to start like your business?
All right. So I was born back home in Nigeria, but I moved to the UK with my husband. And actually, back home, you can see everyone trying to make ends meet in one way or the other. So you see loads of people starting businesses of their own because most likely maybe they don't find a job. Then they go ahead to start their business and create their own small community and start making money right from those businesses. So it's a thing of joy to see when people thrive in those and become like international. And ever since I was in the uni, I've always dreamt about starting my own business. It doesn't matter what it was at the time. And I'm a fashion girly and I've always wanted to do like things around fashion and beauty. So I started off with this footwear business. Anyways, am I going too fast? Did you ask me that? I've lost track of thoughts right now. But yeah, what was the question again?
So the question was, can you tell me a bit about yourself and what inspired you to start your business?
Aha, that's it right there. So I've gone about to tell you my background, and then I've also told you that the inspiration of seeing people thrive in their businesses made me want to start my own thing right from the uni days. And that's why I went ahead into trying to start businesses, two of which failed before I got this one that is actually working out right now for me.
Mm-hmm. So can you walk us through the journey of your business and at what point did you start noticing things were different, like given as planned?
Oh yeah. Now, I'll start with the first one. I started off like just immediately after uni. I started a footwear business. Actually, there's something called NYC back home. So when you go to uni, you actually have to serve your country in one way or the other. So you go to a 3 weeks camp, and after the camp, you're deployed to different parts of the country where you go to serve. You could serve in the ministry. You could serve in schools as a teacher. You could serve in different companies. It's just like giving back to the society Anyways, it's usually 1 year after uni. So I was posted to a city of Enugu back in Nigeria, and then at some point I was kind of depressed because I was actually serving in a ministry, in the Ministry of Information. It was a good job, but I had free time on my hands loads. So I was thinking, okay, this could be the best time to start the business. And then I went ahead and started that business. I met a friend, her name is Esther, and Esther told me, oh yeah, she normally buy stuff from where we were serving and sends us back to her city back home. She has a store where she actually sells this stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, that's a good way to start. And I didn't have capital. I had no capital. So I went ahead and met with Esther. And Esther was like, okay, that's fine. You don't have to have capital. You can just go with me. And then when I buy the goods, you can take loads of pictures of them and then start your business online before you get something physically. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I started the business. Mm-hmm. At first I got some things, and then I took pictures of the things that Esther got before she sent them back, and then I edited these pictures. I started my own page, started posting about them. I started first on my WhatsApp to the people that I knew, like close to me, and then yeah, that went well because people were like, oh yeah, supporting our own kind of vibe, you know. And then at the first instance it was so good. But yeah, what happens when you finish selling to the people that you have, and you know, how do you now attract new people? Mm-hmm. So it was a fix that I just kept on rigmaroling, because actually started now trying to push out my page, paid for ads, and it wasn't just working. And I was wondering what I was doing wrong. But I would say that there were lots of factors at the time, because I was trying to grow to the point where I could buy my own goods and own my own store. But yeah, the factors like people that ordered were in different city, logistics that I didn't have any control about, missing goods, and then customers being frustrated and all. So all that pushed me to actually close that business because it was too much, and at the time I wasn't really settled. I didn't have a store of my own. So yeah, that sadly ended in the course of the year. Anyway, so yeah, that failed woefully. And then fast forward to after a year, I started off another business, and get what this one was about.
What was it about?
Yeah, it was food.
Who doesn't love food?
I mean, right? That's what you think. But you would understand that food business is hard.
Is it?
It's really tough, especially when you don't have money to pay the people to work for you. You're doing it like a one-man business. I mean, when you start out at first, it's all cool and stuff because you have people supporting you. And of course, when you try to build your own customer base, that will work. Yeah. But once that expands and you don't have a contingency plan, what happens? And that's exactly what happened in this one. So I started out okay because excuse me. Because when I cook spaghetti, right, I have friends, when they come over to my house and I make spaghetti, they're like, oh my god, this is nice, you should start selling it. And that got into my head. I was like, yay, business plan.
So you listen to people?
Yeah, I actually listened. Yeah. Because my friends were like, oh, you should actually sell this, it's really nice, it's really nice. I was like, oh my god, business number two idea. So I started out telling my friends, if you want me to make spaghetti, I could make a container of 2.5 liters, you could put it in the freezer. You know, I started doing that and it was working. And then the business started to, grow? Yeah, growing that way, yeah. So I had more orders, and then I think logistics was part of the very huge problem for me. And also, you know, when you don't have hands working for you, especially as a small business owner, it tends to fail when it starts to grow. And that's what exactly happened. So people say in spaghetti, and they start saying things like, oh, can you make this instead, can I order something different, you know. Spaghetti was getting boring. I was like, okay, yeah. And then I added some other delicacies like rice and noodles and all those other things to the things that I planned out to sell on the menu, Okay, so that was cool and good, but at the same time, cooking is so much work. I don't know why people don't say so much about that. Cooking is so much work. I mean, like, cooking itself, maybe like putting the food in the pot and then doing all that is not the work, but the prep that goes behind that is a lot.
You have to make sure it's perfect.
Yeah. And aside it being perfect, you know, you have to cut, you have to chop, you have to peel, you have to, you know, it's just loads of work. And I got burned out, honestly, I won't lie to you. Mm-hmm. The workload was too much. I didn't have anyone helping me. And I tried to, like, okay, find someone to help me, but, like, on the budget. But, oh, my God. That was so silly. I call it silly because now when I think about it, I was like, what was wrong with you, girl? Why did you ever think you could do this? What was this about? But yeah, that failed too before I started out this one that I'm currently doing, which is surprisingly thriving right now. I have my storefront on TikTok, and I sell practically wares and things like that that I get from sellers. I collaborate with sellers, and then I have my storefront, and I'm doing that, and it's actually thriving, and I'm making my money because the whole production thing, it doesn't come from me. I just get, like, the finished product, and all I have to do is, like, talk about it, put it up there. I already have, like, the audience, and I'm getting more and more audience every day. Like, it's growing. You won't believe how much I've sold in, like, a month. You won't believe it.
How
it's
much do you
over
think?
700 sales.
Oh, wow.
In a month.
That is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot, honestly.
So what have you learned from, like, business failure?
I've learned that it's okay to fail, and it's okay to start over again. And it's also okay to think you can do something at first, and then along the way you can feel like, oh, yeah, this is not for me. Business failure is very humbling, and I think everyone at some point of their life should always, like, have this experience so that they know that life is not all just a bed of roses. I've learned to be strong. I've learned to be determined. I've learned to always, like, give myself some grace and also pat myself on the back when I do well, because we tend to celebrate losses more than we celebrate good things. Like I told you, I've sold over 700 in a month, but I've not celebrated it as much as I sulked when the other two businesses actually failed. So, guys, just, I've learned to be stronger. I've learned that it's okay to fail, and I can do better. I can even go again. I've also learned that it's okay to take a break. It really is okay to take a break. So there's so many to learn. There's so much, actually, to learn from business failure. And it doesn't define who you are. Failure doesn't define who you are. It just tells you that, okay, maybe not now, maybe not this, but something else, and maybe later.
Yep. So what do you think, like, the most common reasons of business failure is? So why do you think business fail?
Honestly.
Like, and how do you understand it?
Honestly, that's a very tough question because it depends on per person basis, right? I would say what fails in businesses, especially one-man businesses, is the fact that it is one-man business, right? Yeah. And you have problems like logistics. You don't control things that happen. It could be the weather. It could be what is trending at the point. It could just be one small thing. So businesses can fail for a lot of reasons. Something could be in demand right now, and then you decide to do that as a business, and then it just fades away. Then what happens? It will also fail. So loads of factors contribute to business failing. What was the second question to that again?
And how do you understand the failure? Like, how do you overcome it? And how do you, what advice would you give to people?
That failure doesn't define you. It doesn't define who you are. Failure is okay to fail, guys. You fail because, well, there are so many factors that could contribute to failing at the time. But failure doesn't define you, because when you fail, you can actually pass the next time.
Yeah.
So it's just like all other factors, all other fractions of life, essentially. So business failure will teach you to be strong. If you're not strong, you see me laughing? Business failure will teach you to be strong. And just don't take it to heart. Just don't let it define who you are. Be confident in who you are and understand that you can fail 99 times and it just take one to scale through that.
Okay, so was there a specific moment when you realized that your business might not survive and that's it? What will I do? And did you ever feel
of
like
course,
that?
I felt like that at both instances, like I said to you earlier. The food business, when it started growing and I didn't have help, I couldn't afford to pay anyone at the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just knew like this that's is it, headed yeah. for failure and I have to just accept it. And move on, and the quicker that I do that, the better it becomes, because it's just okay to just move past the failure and then move on to other greater things. So there are just points in life aside businesses where you just know, man, this might not work out. It happened to me in business and I knew, oh God, this is not going to work out. What do I do? It's very sad. I mean, like, you cry because it's become like a part of your life. It's something that you enjoy doing, especially if you enjoy doing it. And seeing it fail is no joke. Forget all this, you can do it and all those things, right? But seeing it fail is no joke. It's sad. You'll cry. You would feel like there's nothing that you can be good at. But trust me, dust yourself up and try again. Dust yourself up and try again. I don't know if you know this song. If at first you don't succeed, you know.
Yeah.
Then you say, dust yourself off and try yeah. again. Oh my God. Like, there were times where that song was on repeat in my life, honestly. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's just it about failing in business. It's you just accept it and move past it quickly. The same way you win an award and you celebrate in that moment and that's it. You wouldn't even celebrate for like one full month. So why are you sulking for a full month?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just accept and move on.
So do you just stay positive? Did you stay positive and you think, you know what, I've got this, I'm going to keep going and continuing to do different businesses?
Yeah, I stay positive because business is something I want to do and I'm going to do. And I'm thriving at one right now. And if at first I failed, and then, you know, with the footwear business I told you about, when I failed, if I said, oh, well, there's nothing I'm going to be good at,
yeah,
I won't go ahead to do the food business. And if I didn't go ahead to do the food business, then I wouldn't have failed at that and then realized that I could be better at this one that I'm doing currently.
Okay.
So that's just what's that about, because honestly, it's no jokes, right? It's no joke. But you always have to keep telling yourself, I can do this, I'm good enough, I'm positive about this, I have a good outlook on life, this doesn't define me, this doesn't define who I am better than these businesses, no doesn't mean never, no means not now, and maybe it could be some other time. And, you know, you just have to keep telling yourself how good you are. And you need to also surround yourself with people that actually believe in you and speak positive words into you. Because if you have only just people tearing you apart and tearing you down, oh my God, that's going to be so difficult. That's, you're going to go through hell. And I mean, if you're going through hell, at least have people by your side telling you that it's not so bad, making you know you can do better, instead of having people by your side tearing you down. Okay, so I think like there's so many things that you can do to just make sure that you are surrounded with positivity. Make sure you are content in who you are. Make sure before you start any business you understand who you are and you know that failure is going to, might happen, there's a chance that it will happen. And also just keep telling yourself, it doesn't define me, I'm better at what I do, I'm going to be better, if not this, something else. And make sure that you don't just, you know, when I saw signs of my business trying to fail, I didn't just throw in the towel. I made sure I pushed in till it got to the point where I was like, oh yeah, this is not going to work. And yeah. Then I had to throw in the towel. But yeah, just make sure, keep pushing yourself, push yourself to limits that you will not imagine that you can get to. There are loads of things to do. You can read a book about business, you can, you know, talk to people that have done businesses before, you know, them sharing their insights with you will make you understand that it's not just all bread and butter, it could also be some thorns in there.
Yeah, so I feel like not many people talk about failure in businesses and they don't talk about the tips and the advice they can give to people. because I feel like there's so many podcasts out there,
yeah,
but no one really talks about what happens when you fail, or what you should do, and you know, the advice and tips.
People don't talk about your failures.
Yeah, because what we see out there is like everything's perfect. Yeah. You start a business, it goes smooth, and everything goes perfect. But no one talks about what happens if you fail. Yeah. Do you try again, or do you know what I mean?
I mean, a few people do that, but not enough people do that. Actually, yeah. I'll tell you the truth, because it's life. People like the good. People like to see the good.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see the bad. Nobody is going to be like, oh, yeah. They're going to be sorry for you for like 2 seconds and that's it.
Yeah.
Then what do you get from, you know, sharing that? But, and again, I feel like most people like to sell their resources and their knowledge.
Yeah.
So if they fail and they have some tips, they'll put it in a book and then sell it for you to buy.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. But, you know, free knowledge, free resources are kind of scarce in this area because it's a very sensitive area and it's a per person base.
Yeah.
Honestly, Axel, I say it's a per person base because, you know, you can start that business and then you thrive in it. And then I do that business and I fail. Then if I go about saying, oh, yeah, if you do this business, you could fail and this and that and that. And someone could start that business and they don't have that same experience. So, but yeah, I feel like more people should be spoken about failures. I feel like the same way we celebrate celebrations, we should actually have something to talk about failures and, you know, let people understand that it's a part of life. It's actually a part of life to fail. You know, it's
so okay. I feel like not many people understand that.
Yeah, not many people.
No one really says, oh, I failed this business or I'm going through this. I need to try again. No one really shows it out there.
Yeah, they don't because the world expects you to be strong. They expect you to just suck it in and just come with your best. You understand? You know, your dog dies today, tomorrow you're going to work. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I don't know if you get. So people don't want to see the vulnerability. People don't want to see the this person could fail because they just have this perfect idea in their head about how things should be. And yeah, that's what I think. Anyways, I think more people should come out and speak about this, like you're doing, AXA. This podcast is a very good idea. It's very good for people to come about and speak about things like this so people can understand and feel like you're not alone.
Yeah.
I feel like these things are normal and feel like, oh, what I'm going through is it could get better because it happened to this person and look, it got better for them.
So how would you handle your emotions and like mental stress in this situation?
Oh my God, that's a very tough question because there's no one way to handle your emotions.
Yeah.
I'll say if you feel like crying, cry. I know how many times I cried and I know how it helped me. If you feel like crying, please cry. But the key thing is to make sure that you surround yourself with people that will lift you up.
Yeah.
Because there are days where you're going to feel so down, so tired, so downcasted. Your mental health will be on, you know, so many people can't handle failure. They might actually kill themselves.
Yeah.
And that's a very sketchy and thing to talk about. But these things happen. They are not reported, but they happen because not a lot of people know how to handle stress. So it's okay to take a break. It's okay to say, okay, my business is going to all go off. I know, yes, you might lose some customers, but fine. If it's for your mental health, then what's the break going to do? It's going to help you come back stronger. Oh, we're going on a break for 2 weeks and then take some time off and go chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are different ways to handle stress. For me, I spent time with family. I had so many supportive friends that talked to me. I like outdoor, so I went outdoor a lot to do some outdoor games, visit some places, some nice stuff to just clear my head and make sure. There are days when I turn off my phone and I don't want to take no calls from about business and stuff. And then I just disappear for like 24 hours because I knew that my mental health was more important than any money in the world that I was going to make. So yeah, there are different loads of ways to go about this. Just make sure that you're not alone on this journey. You have people walking with you. You have people you can talk to. You can have people, even just having someone to rant to is okay.
Yeah. So what tips would you give to someone who's failing their business currently or they need help emotionally and mentally because failure is not a small thing for them? So what advice would you give? Or what tips would you give?
Get help. Speak to someone. Do not keep quiet. Do not bottle it in. Do not keep it to yourself. Just go ahead and talk to someone about it. It could be your friend. It could be your family. It could be, oh my God, there are so many things to do. You can read a book, you can watch a movie.
For some people, I feel like they don't really say it. They just keep it inside them mentally and not be like, oh, I'm failing. Because yeah. I feel like if they tell someone, that person will put them down. I feel like that is more very common.
Yeah, that's the yeah. why I keep emphasizing on the fact that you need to surround yourself with positive people.
Yeah.
You know, my best friend actually believes in me a lot and it scares me. You cannot go about telling her, oh, I'm a failure, and that she will just start speaking positivity into me. Honestly, guys, you see, people, the people factor is the best tip that you can get. Surrounding yourself with nice people. I know it's if someone comes out to talk and say, oh, this is what you're going through, nobody really cares. But actually have people around you that actually care about you.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like that's the best tip I can give to anyone. And also, you can actually make good friends, if not family. You can actually have good friends. You can actually have mentors in the business, so that when you're going through something, I mean good mentors that will actually hold your hands and talk to you about things. Yeah, I feel like that's also a good thing to do also. Yeah. And I'm still thinking, what else, what other tip help me?
It's because there's many people out there who need help. Well, we'll be looking for tips and stuff because...
Say guys, just, okay, close that laptop, shut everything down and take a trip. I mean, even if you cannot afford it.
What if someone can't afford it?
Yeah.
Not everyone's
take a
rich.
Trip to your mom's house. Take a trip to your dad's house.
Take a trip.
Take like, a trip to your best friend's house.
Even a walk would help, right?
Go on a long walk. Honestly, go somewhere. Go for a swim. Mm. Go, just go do something else. And just, like...
Keep your mind off and just...
Yes, you know, keep your mind yeah. totally... Like, I say, close the laptop. If you need to leave your house for a few days, leave your house for a few days. If you need to turn off your phone, turn it off.
Yeah.
The world is not going to stop.
Because I feel like sometimes, you know, with money tips and stuff, so many people spend so much money on businesses. And obviously, that's going to hurt when you fail.
Yeah.
You know, for example, yourself.
Yeah. It's not easy.
I'm guessing you felt the same.
Yeah. You know, when you put money into something and it doesn't bring back return.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like and someone else trying to do business, honestly, just have it at the back of your mind that this money I'm putting into this business has a 50% chance yeah. of coming back to me and a 50% yeah. chance of not coming back to me.
I agree.
I have to try to detach my emotions from this money. Honestly. You know, there are lots of people out there that failed at businesses. They didn't just get it right the first time. All these innovations we have right now, if they are giving up, we won't have light bulb. If they are giving up, we won't have all the things that we have. We won't have yeah. trams, trains, buses and stuff. It's because
old.
People yeah. kept on and kept moving on and saying they could do that, they could achieve that. And they didn't stop the first time they failed. They didn't stop the second time. They didn't stop the third time. They went on and on and on. Okay, so I just feel like, come on, just, you know, give yourself some grace, give yourself a break.
Thank you. So what else, is there anything else you would like to say before?
All my lovely people out there, you starting a business, you feeling like you're a failure, you're not a failure, you're much better than that, the business doesn't define who you are. You're absolutely gorgeous. You're absolutely strong. You can do this. You can get through this. And it's okay to fail. If it fails, that's fine. We're going to dust ourselves up and try again. I failed at two businesses. And if you didn't take anything from me here today, just take the fact that you can do it. If I did it, you can do it. All right. You can achieve what you set your heart to do. And also, it doesn't have to be like at the first go. Could be the second, third, fourth, fifth go. So guys, just make sure that you keep pushing yourself, surround yourself with positive people, and make sure that you are putting your mind in the right place when it comes to business.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your incredible advice and insights. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
You're welcome.
So, and to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to BizWiz. We hope you found today's episode as inspiring and informative as we have. So don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and on YouTube, and leave us a review if you enjoyed the show. Is there anything you'd like to get before we go?
I think that will be all. Thank you so much, Axel, for having me on here. I feel so honored to be here talking about my small business.
Hopefully, this is going to help people and that's my joy. Yeah. So stay tuned for the next week's episode lined up, where we'll be diving into financial issues. So goodbye for now.
Yeah, goodbye, guys. Hope to be on the show next time or some other time. Thank you, Axel. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.